Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message? You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now, the test will begin.
Number 1. May I use the telephone? May I use the telephone?
Number 2. Thank you very much for seeing me off at the airport. Thank you very much for seeing me off at the airport.
Number 3. Mike, can you help me? Mike, can you help me?
Number 4. Haven't seen you for ages. How are you doing? Haven't seen you for ages. How are you doing?
Number 5. Hello, may I come in to see the manager? Hello, may I come in to see the manager? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Number 6. I read about a traffic accident yesterday.
Yes, 2 people were killed.
Question. How many people died in the accident? Number 6. I read about a traffic accident yesterday.
Yes, 2 people were killed.
Question. How many people died in the accident?
Number 7. It's $30. How would you like to pay?
I'll pay in cash.
Question. How will the man pay? Number 7. It's $30. How would you like to pay?
I'll pay in cash.
Question. How will the man pay?
Number 8. Hi, Rose. What are you busy with?
I'm writing a production plan.
Question. What is Rose busy doing? Number 8. Hi, Rose. What are you busy with?
I'm writing a production plan.
Question. What is Rose busy doing? Number 9. Mary, you've got a job offer, haven't you?
Yes, I've decided to take it.
Question. What does the woman mean? Number 9. Mary, you've got a job offer, haven't you?
Yes, I've decided to take it.
Question. What does the woman mean? Number 10. How do you like your new apartment?
I like it very much. It's small, but comfortable.
Question. What does the woman think of her new apartment? Number 10. How do you like your new apartment?
I like it very much. It's small, but comfortable.
Question. What does the woman think of her new apartment?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now, the passage will begin. The first reading.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good news for you. A new after-school childcare center is going to be built in this area of the city. This center is to provide a safe environment for children between 3 and 11 years old. When it is completed, we can offer a new after-school service with long opening hours, so we can meet the needs of working parents and their children. We are also looking for help, such as providing facilities, soft toys, and so on. We will be grateful for any help, as help is always very limited.
The second reading.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good news for you. A new after-school childcare center is going to be built in this area of the city. This center is to provide a safe environment for children between 3 and 11 years old. When it is completed, we can offer a new after-school service with long opening hours. So we can meet the needs of working parents and their children. We are also looking for help. Such as providing facilities, soft toys, and so on. We will be grateful for any help. As help is always very limited.
The third reading.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good news for you. A new after-school childcare center is going to be built in this area of the city. This center is to provide a safe environment for children between 3 and 11 years old. When it is completed, we can offer a new after-school service with long opening hours, so we can meet the needs of working parents and their children. We are also looking for help, such as providing facilities, soft toys, and so on. We will be grateful for any help, as help is always very limited.
This is the end of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。